This last Friday, my younger brother Matthew went and saw the new Hollywood film entitled The Right, starring Anthony Hopkins. It's based upon the real-life story of a priest who is currently living in the Diocese of San Jose in California, who in the last 10 years was sent by his bishop to Rome to study and to be trained as an exorcist, and he is currently the chief exorcist in his diocese. So yesterday my brother sends me a text and says, "Jared, you should become an exorcist." I text him back, I said, "Matt, I'm too weak." He responds, "Exactly! That's why you're the perfect candidate. Because you would not rely on your own strength, but on the strength of our Lord Jesus Christ working through you." There is wisdom in what he said. My brothers and sisters, how differently God's ways are than are our own. And we see this so clearly in the Beatitudes. If you want to go to heaven, be poor in spirit. Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta one time said, "If God could find a soul weaker than my own, he would do far greater things with it." And when she said that, she wasn't kidding. She really meant it. One of the most extraordinary women who ever lived. Mother Teresa, in her own lifetime, she founded 375 houses of the Missionaries of Charity all throughout the world, in almost 100 different countries. How? She said, "It is because of my nothingness that God fills me with his allness. God has revealed to me the depths of my littleness so that I could surrender myself completely to his majesty and power. It is he who accomplishes everything through me." You will never know true comfort unless you are willing to mourn. My brothers and sisters, do we mourn for ourselves and the world that we live in that is so far from God? Are there times where we really weep not only for our own sins, but for the sins of others? Blessed Angela de Foligno, a mystic of the 16th century, one time wrote, "I tell you that my soul has received more from God when I mourned for the sins of others than when I mourned for my own sins." Because when we mourn for the sins of others, it means we will do anything we can that they might be saved. Many of the saints ask God for the gift of tears that they might weep for the sins of the world. How about this one? If someone were to come to you and say, "How do I find satisfaction in this life? What do I do to really live a fulfilling life?" How would you respond? What would you say? This is what our Lord says. Satisfaction in life comes from hungering and thirsting for holiness. George Bernanos, the great Catholic author who lived last century in France, he one time said, "The only lasting sadness is not to become a saint." When was the last time that we asked God that we might be the saints that he calls us to be? Do we realize that we'll never know true joy in this life unless we're pursuing holiness of life? It is not the rich and powerful who will inherit the land, but the meek and the humble. Saint Therese of Lisieux, Carmelite nun, died at the end of the 19th century. She wrote that the greatest gift that God ever gave her was to have shown her her smallness, her powerlessness. Because then she stopped trusting in herself and put all her trust in God. Mercy is received when we show mercy. One time, St. Therese was the novice mistress in her convent. And one of these young new novices, she didn't enter the convent, and she was a little tightly wound. And she comes to Therese one day and she says, speaking about God's justice and how he will inflict wrath upon the world for the sins of the world, she says, God's justice extends over all the earth. St. Therese responded, yes, but his mercy reaches to the heavens. God will forgive us as we forgive others. God will be seen by those who are clean of heart. When was the last time that we went to confession? And I close with this. Our Lord says, blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Just recently, I finished reading a book on Christianity and its roots in the country of Japan. The faith first arrived in Japan when St. Francis Xavier arrived on the shores of that island in 1571. And just as the roots of the faith were beginning to spread throughout that land, a dictator arose and wanted to put an end to all religion in the country of Japan. And for some reason, he chose Christianity, even though the followers of it did not even make up 1% of the people of that nation. He used Christians to make an example. And what he did was he found a group of 26, a small band of Christians, and he had them force marched from one city to another, which was a 33-day journey, and he had them go barefoot in the middle of winter, so that by the time they got there, they were lightly clad, they were hardly even alive when they arrived to this other town. And once they got there, he had them crucified. One of the members of that band of 26 was a saint of the church, St. Paul Miki. As he was hanging upon his cross, this is what he said. To all of you who are Japanese with me, I also am Japanese. But I am furthermore a brother of the Society of Jesus. I have committed no crime. The only reason I am condemned to die is that I have taught the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And for this, I am happy to die. And I accept death as a great gift from our Lord. He looked around at the other 25 who were hanging upon the crosses, and he saw fear in some of their eyes. And he exhorted them, my brothers, have no fear. Heaven is real. And he made one dying request of them and all the Christians who were in the crowd watching their death. Believe. The faith that Christ taught is real, and it is the means of salvation. Then he forgave the dictator and spoke the words of our Lord on the cross. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. The dictator thought that the public spectacle of spilling their blood would quickly convince the Japanese to abandon the Christian faith. The effect was the exact opposite. The great crowd, the throng of Christians who were watching, 4,000 strong, began cheering and praying with loud voices. It was the beginning of a great spread of the Christian faith. One of the fathers of the church, named Tertullian, one time said, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of Christianity. How differently God thinks than we think. St. Paul exhorts us to put on the mind of Christ. We ask our Lord for that grace today.